This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Islamic State group has issued a statement confirming they were responsible for killing more than 35 people in eastern Congo. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Ripping into the ground with shovels, villagers bury victims of the recent attack in Mukondi village in North Kivu province. The Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, is a militia with links to the Islamic State. The ADF rebels are accused by the UN and rights groups of maiming, raping and abducting civilians, including children. Local politician Emil Saidi Balikwisha spoke to the AP. Here, three or four days do not go by without us recording deaths, the result of barbarity of ADF terrorists. We need a considerable-sized military force to come and help to restore the peace. However, a year-long joint operation between Uganda and Congo has not been successful in defeating or even substantially weakening the group. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday that Russian shelling killed three civilians in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson. He called the shelling brutal terrorist attacks. Ukraine recaptured Kherson in November after nearly 8 months of occupation by Russian forces, who seized it soon after the start of the large-scale invasion. The area is now under almost constant bombardment from Russian forces on the opposite side of the Dnipro River. A bomb blast tore through a Shiite cultural center in Afghanistan in northern Balkh province on Saturday, killing a security guard and wounding at least eight people. A local police spokesman, Mohammed Asif Waziri, told VOA the blast had targeted a ceremony honoring the Afghan media in the provincial capital, Mazar-e-Sharif. He said that five journalists and three children were among those injured.